Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and wow, is it really only 2 more months until I can finally shoot blue shells at my enemies in real life? Where does the time go? And with me, I have...
March Madness continues to be mad and stupid. Very, very stupid.
And...
I'll tell you one thing. Good thing we got no big major secrets in this group chat. We all tell the truth. There's nothing to hide from us. I got nothing to hide from these two, as you can see.
Well, then, what's with the drug dealing emu in Alex's kitchen?
You mean Steve? Wait. You mean Steve? Oh, say, oh,
get it out of here!
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. I think we might have gotten that wrong. Wait, that's not even an emu. That's a llama. Carl!
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the llama. Yeah. Oh, that's the llama. Okay. You must have been at your house then.
Damn it. We let it escape containment again. That's why I keep finding baby hands everywhere.
And if you find some food powder in there, don't use it. And if it looks like if it looks like Kool-Aid, then don't use it.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be like those mushrooms I found the other day. It'll heal me up right quick, and I totally won't hallucinate any tiny little dudes. By the way, quick reminder: Common Side Effects is very good. You all should be watching it. Anyway, here we are, episode 387. How's everyone been surviving this past week?
I almost didn't. It was another week where everyone decided to go, hey, it's a great time to travel from in town. Must be nice to have money to do that, but it was another busy week on my end. I also got sick for a couple days with a really bad cold and allergies and everything. So I had to take a concoction of over-the-counter stuff that is probably lethal to some people, but to me, it just barely gets the job done. most people would not recommend combining Dayquil, Zyrtec, and Mucinex in the same day. For me, that's just a Thursday, because I'm built different.
Good Lord,
I refuse to die to the elements. But, it was not fun being sick, being home for a couple days, not being able to go anywhere or do anything. I still sound a little crappy because I'm getting over this illness. But I did kill some time over the weekend. Wicked was on Peacock, so I decided, fuck it, why not? I don't have anything to lose. My expectations are pretty low. Like, I'm not a big musical guy or musical gay. But, it surprised me. The second half picked things up, and there's a moment where it made me go, oh, okay, I get it now. Crap, does that mean I have to go to it in the theaters on Thanksgiving? Because I don't know if I want to commit to that hard to it.
You got a ways away to make those decisions.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
My week's been just the usual work and all that shit. Just like nothing special. But I will say, like I did see in a movie that's somewhat Oscar related, but I watched the one that actually won an Oscar. So I watched Anora. On Disney Plus. Yes, I watched it on Disney Plus. And the lesson there is if you're a stripper, maybe don't marry a Russian young dude who didn't tell his parents about the engagement. And that's right. You do hear the word fuck a lot, even in Russian. And screaming. Also screaming.
Ah, so it's like, Russian.
It's It's, I will say, it's like you get the, you get a hint of Uncut Gems of Pretty Woman added to it. Okay, maybe not that far, but still. Pretty decent flick. Yeah.
Fair enough. As for me, well, not much, although the other day, okay, so there's a Macy's near the area that's been closing down. Like, this past Sunday was, like, literally the last day, and so me and one of my roommates went there just, like, out of curiosity, because, like, I don't know, maybe there's something we could take home with us. It's so weird to be inside of a store that empty. Like, not that I haven't done it before, because, like, obviously I've been to, like, the Sam Ash that was closing, but, like, there was still stuff in there when I went, but, like, the Macy's was, like, so hollowed out. Like, some of the fixtures and furniture were on sale. There was, like, three lone racks of pants that were, like, $1 a piece, and, like, just a small sliver of the jewelry section. Like, that was it. It's like the precursor to those abandoned mall videos you see on YouTube all the time. Mm. All them, all those liminal space vibes that the kids are always talking about these days. But, yeah, other than that, not too much going on. Other than just, you know, trying to survive until, at least May. For, reasons. But, yeah, I don't really have anything else to add, so we're just gonna move on to the usual business, which starts, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week. Only four tracks this time. Yeah, there's not too much going on all over the place, at least singles-wise, but, we gotta talk about something. So, as always, there will be a playlist set in the description, so you can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes, and mark your calendars for new albums, all that jazz. So, let's start right here at the top by inserting a brand new artist into our usual rotation. Pigs times 7. That's not actually their name, it's legitimately the word pigs 7 times written out. We're just going with the shorthand, because I ain't saying that shit over and over again. But yeah, we got Pigs Times 7, a UK sludge metal band with 4 albums under their belt, and a 5th on the way, Death Hilarious, due out April 4th. And you might be wondering why we're putting this band in the rotation of all things, and trust me, it's not just the novelty of the really, really weird, silly name, although that very well could be the case. It's that they have a new single out called Glib Tongued, which features heavy amounts of involvement by, of all possible people, LP.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess Kenny Beats isn't the only hip-hop producer that fucks with the UK rock scene. So, yeah, that's an interesting one. So, this one, this track here at least, to get people acclimated to the style, it starts off very slow and steady with kind of this, like, grooving bass line, and the guitar is mainly working to maintain this very eerie melody. Like, it alternates between, like, this 2 or 3 note pattern and this occasional kind of, like, eerie twinkling, like, scrape. Like, you know, when you scrape the pick up against, like, where you, you know, wind the strings into the guitar neck and everything. And then, once it gets into the actual chorus and stuff, that's when the guitars really amp up and, you know, match the bass and, you know, lift up all the filth in the low end with some slight triplet fills on the drums. And, of course, fittingly, LP gets a guest verse, too. And, you know, the weird thing that occurred to me is just how well, like, the guitar melodies are what kind of bring this all together. Because when you listen to those, it makes this instrumental sound almost exactly like an LP instrumental or, like, any sort of, like, similar, like, experimental New York rap artist. Like, think like an Arm & Hammer beat, but if they were, like, really into Black Sabbath, you know? That's a weird combination of words to say out loud, but yeah, honestly, pretty interesting. I mean, I made sure to hear their albums, like, literally right before, you know, as soon as this wound up at the docket, just to get a feel for the vibe, and I'm intrigued.
Well, it's hard and aggressive and sludgy and doomy with a good bit of LP in the middle. What's not to like about it? Short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah. So, now let's, move on to the next track here. Looks like it's coming from a, project under the pseudonym Droogie Otis. As you can imagine, it involves your old Droog. But here he's also teaming up with Madlib. We don't really have, like, a name for the album or even a date for it, but we do have a single here called Everything Designer, featuring, oh, hey, Boldy James! We haven't heard from you in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. So within the truck, the truck is like everything designer. Okay, I will say, like, it's your, you know, give me your very usual map. Like, you remember it be like it does got these very, you know, this very like that, like stylish. Okay, not stylish, but very like, you know, somewhat weird, or something that would be. And you got, you know, like you got Drew doing the verse, which I thought, I am, the verse was fine, and Bodie Jenkins' verse was, it's pretty good as well. It's pretty good as well. Like, I mean, the verse are fine. Like, if you're wondering why I can't look at any lyrics, because, well, you can't find the lyrics in me online for some reason. So that's fucking why. Like, and I want to correct Daryl Gum with this. You put featuring Atlanta rapper Bodie James, the dude's from Detroit. I don't know if it's a little mistake, but it's like, and also, you don't know where the name Dookie Otis comes from. It's a cliff off of the name of an artist named Shookie Otis. I want to say single, like, way back in the day, like, they were the ones that wrote the one song, Strawberry Letter 23. Well, they did the first of it. Some of y'all might know the other version of that song, this track is all right. It's pretty like usually what I find from, you know, from both these artists. And hopefully, whatever the album comes out, hopefully it'll be all good, and hopefully good for Matt Lee, considering, you know, says it's the first thing he worked on since after the whole LA fires thing.
Yeah. Here's hoping things pick up for him, at least. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So, it looks like we are, in fact, a couple weeks away from the newest Sleigh Bells record. One that has a title that sounds like one of Rick Sanchez's catchphrases. Bunky Becky Birthday Boy, due out April 4th. Yeah, I think that episode was actually on Adult Swim the other day. I'm walking here! But, yeah, so we have the latest single from the album called This Summer, and it definitely has the feeling of, like it's trying to be, like, a big summer pop rock jam, starting with a lot of a twinkling kind of synth before delving into a lot of fist-pumping, major-key kind of arena rock, pop-punk guitar chords, alternating between, like, a very driving kind of drum beat and a lot of a, you know, poppy, stomp, clap, percussion. The electronics are very, like, sugary sweet, even when there's, like, those moments of, like, there's, like, a brief chugging section in the instrumental, even, and, you know, the way everything just kind of mixes in and bounces off each other, it's like, you know, the sad thing is this could have been good. Like, if you listen to it, you can hear a solid enough hook in the riffs and all, but, again, it's kind of delving into the same problem I kind of had, like, with the last single, like I've been saying with the last couple albums. It feels like it's trying to do too much, to the point where it drowns out the appeal of a really solid set of hooks. Like, there's such a thing as wearing too much cologne here, is what I'm saying. And, like, if they're trying to delve into sort of hyper-pop, pop-punk type of stuff, I could just listen to 100 Gecs. I think they're way better at kind of, like, maximalist production and songwriting. And keep it simple, Sleigh Bells. That's what I'm saying.
I listened to it, and, yeah, the beat's kind of conflicting on itself. Trying to do too much.
I don't know, maybe the full album might have some good deep cuts or something, but now we're moving on to the last track here. So, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking that last week we had that gigantic barrage of Lil Nas X songs trying to flood the zeitgeist. No clue when we may see any of those on the charts. If at all, I checked today, nothing was there, but maybe they haven't updated yet. Who knows? Maybe we have to wait for, like, a Billboard Breakdown episode or something, but, I think we should be in the clear now. So, anyway, let's actually see what's on the docket here. Ah, fuck, it's more Lil Nas X!
Yep, one more song, because why not?
I guess he's really trying to get something to stick.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is giving me like a bad feeling because this almost feels like the Drake strategy.
Oh no!
But like just flood the zone until something hits a bullseye. But let's give the song a chance. It's called "Lean on My Body," and the beat here, it's got like this very minimal kind of feel. Like it's a lot of aggressive bass synth kicks and all that, with a little bit of a melody in there. But you know, admittedly, it does hit pretty hard when complemented by Lil Nas X's particular flow, which is very, you know, it's not super fast, but it's very like steady and trying to hit really hard. Because lyrically, there's a couple things going on here. Like the bulk of it is definitely you know, typical bragging all my hot dude shit. You know, I'm living my life. I got that money. I got all that fame and all that good stuff. You know, just living his best life. And then there's that one verse where he fantasizes about his nephew beating the shit out of another kid at school. Like, did anybody else get weird?
I mean, who among us hasn't thought of doing that?
I mean, sure.
Like, seriously, there is a very concerted effort in one of the verses where it's like, okay, so I guess, like, his nephew heard, like, one of his classmates talking shit about Lil Nas X, and he's literally like he's dedicated. He's like, choke him out, go corona on him, dog walk that bitch. It's like,
okay, I mean,
bro, he sounds like a mafia don, holy shit. Okay, like, I mean, I want him dead. I want this kid dead. I want his family dead. I want him to get the clamps.
I mean, they were talking shit about, they're like talking shit about him. Like, if they say some homophobic shit, then okay, they go ahead and beat the shit out of me after the fucking kids. Fucking kids.
I mean, I don't necessarily like, disagree with you. It's just really funny how dedicated he is to this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think the Stereo Gum piece, I think the piece kind of says it best. It seems like he's flooding the zone, seeing if anything hits.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just hope it doesn't backfire on him, or just even feeling just, you know, just dispirited, which I guess everything he did last year don't backfire, but I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, maybe we just need to get that whole album already. But that's pretty much it for the new song discussion. Now we gotta move on to a couple of news topics to discuss. Again, only two. Kind of a short week here, so how about that Apple TV Plus? You all know the streaming service that plays host to such things as the MonsterVerse television shows, Severance, and most recently, losing $1 billion a year, apparently.
I mean, if anybody can afford to take a loss, it's Apple. Let's be real here.
I mean the only show I kind of, well, I say keep up, I just forgot about it, is that one show with the Always Sunny guy.
Yeah. Mythic Quest?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I mean, there are good shows on there. They got Ted Lasso that's coming back for another season. They got Shrinking, which is also good, and the aforementioned Severance, which is probably the one of the best things on TV right now. You know, not named The Righteous Gemstones or The White Lotus or Common Side Effects.
Watch it! Sorry, that's my agenda here, but we're talking about that streaming service because they've announced a new production that's it's a co-production between Apple TV Plus and A24. So the series is called Margo's Got Money Troubles. It is adapted from a 2024 novel by Ruffy Thorpe. And the premise, according to Deadline, is, quote, Elle Fanning stars as Margo Millette, the child of a Hooters waitress, Cheyenne, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, and an ex-pro wrestler, Jinx, played by Nick Offerman, A-plus casting, no notes, who becomes pregnant after a brief affair with an English professor, Mark, played by Michael Angarano, at the local junior college she attends. Now at 20, Margo is alone with an infant, unemployed, and on the verge of eviction. When her estranged father, Jinx, shows up on her doorstep and asks to move in with her, she agrees in exchange for help with childcare. Margo starts in OnlyFans as an experiment, and soon finds herself adapting some of Jinx's advice from the world of wrestling. That is a leap.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, it's an interesting premise, sure. Yeah. And we mainly bring it up because there is a recurring role in the series that is going to be played by none other than Rico Nasty in her acting debut.
Oh. Hmm, okay.
I don't think it really makes any note about what the role is. At least not in the Staring Gun piece. Let's see if there's anything over on Deadline. Oh, no, wait, it doesn't say what the role is. Damn it.
Oh, okay, well, damn. Well, okay. Okay. We're just going to enter the scene. And also,
I mean, if pro wrestling factors into this, part of me wants to wonder if she's, like, playing a wrestler.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, and
well, if anything, the bar is pretty low. Just don't do what Travis Scott did last month. Oh, boy. And you'll be fine.
And, also, I wanted to add this, on a later note, like, whatever the Silicon piece. Like, okay, like, I know it's got an album coming out in May. I did not know she was making a debut on Fueled by Ramen.
What?
It says, Rico Nasty is gearing up to release her Fueled by Ramen debut, Lethal, in May. Which, okay.
Okay, then.
It's not on that label?
Interesting. I mean, I choose to look at it on the bright side. This would technically make her the best artist on the label right now by a country mile.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, boy. That is very sad and true.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of interesting to see her on that label, considering, like, giving her more punk style. More punk style, I feel like. Maybe it'll fit. Maybe a song that, well... Yeah, it might be the better one, but yeah, I just noticed that. Like, I didn't know until I read the fucking piece. Like, okay,
sort of known. Yeah, fun things we learn when recording this stuff. Anyway, so yeah, obviously we gotta wait until that happens. But now moving on to the final thing we have to talk about. It is another lineup, you know, festival thing. As is tradition here. And of course, this time it is Lala blah 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 blah.
Yeah, that shit.
Very old reference, yes.
Some jokes never get old. But yeah, of course, Lollapalooza, taking place in Grant Park, Chicago, Illinois, from July 31st to August 3rd, 2025. So, yeah, let's see what's going on over here for the good old 2025. Hang on, let me see if I can get, like, a better image here. Ah. Alright, so... Actually, hang on, let me see, I'm gonna put this in the chat real quick, just because I think it's, Ah, there we go, so it's a decent enough view, so...
Oh, thank God, it's a better one.
Finally, organizational chaos. We love to see it.
Alright, so I'm gonna go ahead and start things off with the lineup for Thursday. So, your lineup for Thursday at Lollapalooza mainly is headlined by Tyler the Creator and Luke Combs. I don't think we're gonna get a Yeehaw version of Sticky, but I don't know, whatever things have happened. And rounding out the rest of the day, we have the following acts: Gracie Abrams, Dom Dalla, Cage the Elephant, Sierra Farrell, Role Model, Mao P, Royal Otis, Barry Can't Swim, Magdalena Bay, Two Hollis, Clone, Alex Warren, Overmono, X Denary Heroes, The Blessed Madonna, Half Alive, Mark Ambor, Fuckers, but the C is the second letter of the word, Mad Champion, formerly of Brockhampton, Glass Beams, Prospa, Julie, Durand Bernard, Azeka, Rat Boys, Nourished by Time, Tsunami, Black Party, The Drop Teens, Silly Goose, The Symposium, Torin Foot, B2B, Airwolf Paradise. That was the whole thing, holy shit. Jade Lamack, DJ Heather, Yana, Xavier So Based, Colby Acuff, Bo Stello, and I swear this is just the band name, this is just the band name, this is just the artist name, Alex Sucks.
Damn.
That's rude. What did Alex ever do to you, Lollapalooza? Chicago Made, and Girl Tones. Man, we hit Who Are You People in a record time.
Yeah.
And the hits will keep on coming.
Who wants to take over for Friday?
I'll handle Friday. A little bit all over the place here. So your headliners for Friday are Olivia Rodrigo and... Gentlemen, behold, Korn!
Oh, well, oh, geez, that's really nice.
That's a good place for your ass. Yes.
All right. We also have here DJO. How do you say that? I'm unaware. Bleachers. Woo. Whatever. Wallows. T-Pain. Noctu, all one term. Foster the People, because 2010's nostalgia, I guess. I don't know. Blade with two E's. Flip Turn. I'm gonna butcher this. ISOXO,
I guess.
Yeah. I'm unfamiliar. Tape B. Emma Ray with three A's. The Dare. Gigi Perez, Raven Lene, weird spelling, Wyatt Flores, Bunt, period, Ocean Alley, Del Water Gap, Otoboke Beaver, Kenny Mason, Murda Beats, Orla Gartland, Hey, comma, nothing, Alley Cock Vagina Torture, CBT, You make sense of it, then. I don't know.
I think it's Alley Cat.
Then spell it like that. We only take this show as seriously as we take ourselves, which is not at all. Isabel LaRosa, Jane Remover. Well, that's rude. What did Jane ever do to you, Lollapalooza?
I don't know. Maybe people were too addicted to Jane.
Once somebody was. We have Alameda, Zinadelphia, Tanner Adele, Dog Park, Old Mervs, Jesse Detour with no U, Viper Active, Mary Droppins with a Z, Hex Cougar, Carol Aids, Caroline Kingsbury, Starbands with a Z, Midnight Generation, Cassandra Coleman, and Winya.
Again, a whole lot of Who Are You People.
Yep.
Anyway, Mark, I suppose that leaves you to take over Saturday.
Yep. Okay, so that lined up. We have Rufus the Soul and Twice, the K-pop band. I'm guessing K-pop girl band. It's a K-pop band. Like, you can... Don't follow the shit. Okay, look. All right. Next, we got... Dolce, Claro, Young Miko, MKG. Two friends. Okay. Marina. Jason Status. I'm kind of familiar with him. Mostly if it's a remix or something. Levity. Oh, hey, JPEG Mafia.
Hey, somebody we know.
All right. Fuji Kaze. Oh. Dr. Fresh. With a C. Bill Murray. Get it.
Yeah. By the way, just as a quick bit of context, I don't think we ever explained, I'm pretty sure that's a musical project by one of the dudes from the American Attack. Johnny Frank, I think.
Oh. Okay.
You know, if you were into that whole scene.
Okay. All right, there. D'Amato David. Yeah. Orion Sun. OLED 60? Or Go? Or, I don't know. Bossman D'Lo. Max Bignone. Fuck Pavilion, I sort of know that one. Montel Fish. That's a weird. Okay. Well, see, a project. Sounds like an anime title. Lazy. Never guess Lazy. Really? Or Lays. I don't know what the fuck. Get into the chips or something. All right. Shit. Cassevetrail and Paco Amoroso. Hold on.
No clue, man. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Salute. Charlotte Lawrence. Kickflip. Naomi Scott. Wait a minute. That name is familiar. Was she in the movie Smile 2?
Hang on. Naomi Scott, she looks like... Oh, yeah, she played the main girl, Sky Riley.
Oh, and you saw that movie, right?
Yep.
And, oh boy, we're gonna come... Okay, I was gonna be like that, but who knows, it might not.
I mean, I don't know what, like, her actual music, if, like, the music given to the character she was playing is reflective of, like, her actual music. For what it's worth, it does definitely have, like, that Disney Channel star trying to establish their adult career kind of vibe. So take that as you will.
Ah, okay. All right, next we got Sam Austin's. Okay, Austin's. Okay. Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. New Dad. Was an old one. All right. Boa, which... Is this the...
Sing along, folks. And you don't seem to understand.
Yeah, that one.
Shame you see that honest man. Because I heard. Yep, that boy.
Yeah, I know her somewhere. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's for Naffy for that show. Yeah. Six Rounds Lane. Okay. You got Dua Salad. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Dua Salad.
Salad. Okay. Okay, next we got the Daniel Allen. Winnetica Bowling League. It's like something here of a sitcom. Junior Varsity, Carter Vale, Rachel Gray, People Are Ugly. Well, these are so people, so it's just that one specific person. Landon Conriff, Jeff. Tesla? Oh, damn it.
With two S's, because...
Eddie and the Getaway and Zoe Cole. Because why not?
Who the fuck are all these people? Except for Boa. We know who Boa is, but the rest of you, who the fuck are you?
I mean, I know me.
We know JPEG Mafia and Doichi.
Yeah. I know maybe two of they don't. Dolce JPEG, maybe two other motherfuckers I know. Okay, and Boa 2. The rest is like, I don't know you.
In other words, it's a bona fide Decibel Boost tradition classic. Anyway, I suppose that'll throw it to me to round things out for Sunday. So your big headliners for Sunday are Sabrina Carpenter, and A$AP Rocky.
And we still got no album from him.
Because oh, shit. Yeah, I was wondering. What was happening with that?
I know he was at... He had a trial going on. He had a trial going on, which that... going on, I mean, he used to be innocent, which... There's a meme that after he was innocent, he ran to Rihanna's arms. I mean, most of them do that too. It's like, baby, I want to. Yeah, you know.
If you know, you know. Anyway, filling out the rest of the lineup here, we have the likes of Martin Garrix, The Marías, Dominic Fike, Still Woozy. Phineas, no Ferb, Remy Wolf, Latin Mafia, Griffin, spelled with a Y, Sammy Virgie, Isaiah Rashad, Maria the Scientist, Ian, just Ian, Wave to Earth, Marlon Hofstadt, Artemis, Joey Valance and Bray, Cat's Eye, Marabou State, La Femme, Wild Rivers, Rebecca Black, Wonder Horse, Layla! Exclamation point. Boy Next Door, Flower of Love, that's all one word and with a V, Willow Avalon, Vincent Lima, Joe P, Nimino, Jiggets, The Criticals, Landon Barker, Black Odyssey, Benches, Lacan, Sophia Camara, Aaliyah's Interlude, Graham Barham, Kai Cruz. Oh, Kai Crusade.
Oh.
And Ray Cola. Wait. Half of these names are not real. You are trolling me. I refuse to believe there was such an artist as Lacan. That's not a real name. Bastards.
Also Ray Cola. Why does it sound so close to that? That won the culture. We Cola.
Maybe that's a brand sponsorship they got going on. Who knows? But yeah, there's your Lollapalooza lineup. If you care enough, then sure, go spend your tickets on that. But I got better things to do with my money, like nothing. Now that clears up the news, we have to touch on one last thing here before the sign-off, and that is, of course, the new album releases for the week of March 28th, 2025. Starting at the top, we have the newest album from Def Heaven called Lonely People with Power. There's the new album from Alien Weaponry with Terra. If you're still into Arch Enemy, for some reason, there's the album Blood Dynasty. If you're into Memphis Mayfire, for some fucking reason, there's the new album Shapeshifter. If you're still into Under Oath for some ungodly forsaken reason, there's a new project, The Place After This One. If you're into Backwash because you actually like quality music, there's the album Only Dust Remains. We got an album here called Homage, Hommage. That's a collaboration between Ant Beats and... Oh, hey! Boldy James!
Album number five.
He's going for the King Gizzard
record. Album number five.
Oh, he's already cleared... He's already matched it by this point.
Album number five.
I guess it depends on how you count that Bandcamp release that costs like a fucking rent payment and a half.
Okay, before it's on the Cali. Sure.
Anyway, moving on from that, there's the new Lil Durk project, Deep Thoughts. If you're into Nav, for some reason, there's On My Way to Rexdale. From Yukimi, the member of Little Dragon, there's her solo debut For You.
Ooh, nice.
Spelling, with three L's, has her new album out, Portrait of My Heart. And, of course, the most important release that's going to come out this week, Will Smith's new album based on a true story.
Let me guess. Somebody's going to make a lot of stupid slap jokes, which I'm sorry. Those are just, they got really lame right now. I'm just saying.
Get that. New material. Yeah,
that too. It's not saying disgrace actor. The dude's doing fine. You forget he was in a movie last year that actually, made people give a shit about the box office, or at least money wise. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. People are. Anyway. So, yeah, that's about it for all that. Now it's just time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
The usual places, like always. I like promoting myself. Just the Discord, other Discords, the Blue Place, my other show. I'm going to go back to bed because I still don't feel good. My voice is just crapping out.
All right, fair enough. Mark, what about you?
Of course, on my site, mine, hyper1hypernetworkers.com, where I should have the top of the season, winter anime season wrap-up, where I talk about what shows were good, what shows sucked, and what look forward to next season, which, of course, you know me, of course, look forward to Lazarus. I forgot that name. What the fuck? Oh, and also Blue Sky Mental Media, all that shit. Blah, blah, blah.
Here, here. And as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, Instagram, etc. at Robba Barracuda. You can email me, robert@sewerresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes usually come out every Wednesday. Follow us on Blue Sky at Surreal Resolution. Visit the website, surrealresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good stuff. Be sure to jump into the Discord server for Surreal Resolution from there, so you can chat it up with everyone there, and of course, always be immediately notified whenever new stuff goes up on the site. That'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next week, hopefully, with more of the usual weekly nonsense. So, until next time, I just need to survive to September for reasons that are definitely not chainsaw-related. They're chainsaw-related.